today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
One thing I learned when I was in the U.S. Army was this: things are not going to go my way. Another thing I learned was how to get properly dressed. No soldier in the U.S. Army can do what they want to do, nor do they dress the way they want. The U.S. Army has a uniform you must put on each day. There is a certain way you dress for your daily assignment, and there is a way you dress for battle. The same applies to the soldier in the army of the Lord, and we are soldiers in the Lord's army. Most believers are not aware they have to be properly dressed each day for battle. Most believers don't know how to dress for battle. According to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, Paul lays out for us how we should dress each morning. You must remember that before you joined the Lord's army, you were in Satan's army. You allowed him to know everything about you. Turn yourself over totally to God and serve in his army now. Now that you are in the Lord's army, it's time to change uniforms. You are on a new team. You are on the home team, and we are up. The first thing you put on each morning is the belt of truth. You gird your waist with truth, pulling in all loose ends. Be sincerely committed to Christ. Next is the breastplate of righteousness. This is your chief protection against Satan and his schemes. Then you will put on the shoes of peace. They will give you the confidence of divine support, which allows you to stand firm, knowing you are at peace with God. You can be at peace with others. Above all, you will take the shield of faith. This is your continual daily trust in God's word and his promises. It is absolutely necessary to protect you from temptation and sin. Then take the helmet of salvation. It protects you from Satan's weapons of doubt and discouragement. He will try his best to make you doubt your relationship with Christ. Last but not least, and most important, is the sword of the Spirit. This is God's word, the soldier's only weapon, both offensive and defensive. This is the most powerful weapon in the word today. It is the truth of Scripture. Now that you are properly dressed, you are ready for the day. You are prepared to be the best you can be for the kingdom of God. You are prepared to serve. You are prepared to stand and stand therefore. You are prepared to represent Christ. Let's go out today and fight the good fight of faith. Each morning, before your feet hit the floor, get properly dressed for the day. Pause. Try it right now. The battle is on. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.